Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." After reading the above passage, I had a vision, one that lasted only for a brief moment. In this vision, there were numerous people, each one standing individually on what looked to be a conical mound about 5 or 6 feet high. The top of each mound was large enough to stand on, but not large enough for the person on it to move around. Every mound looked solid and stable. Suddenly, something happened, and all the mounds but one in the center crumbled into small particles and fell, with the person on top falling to the ground below. Only the mound in the middle remained intact, and the man on it remained standing. The Holy Spirit explained the vision. The mounds represent the doctrine and faith on which so many Christians, including those in ministry, have built their lives. The lives of those Christians appear to be stable. The crumbling and failure of the mounds and subsequent fall of those Christians is a result of a storm that is a mix of judgment and calamity. The judgment is for the doctrinal error being taught and accepted by those in the pulpits and those in the seats receiving what is coming from the pulpits. Many preachers and lay Christians have compromised so much they are being turned over to a reprobate mind. For many of them, there is no hope as they continue on a path toward being twice dead. The calamity involves financial challenges, physical afflictions, social and political upheaval, family crises, and other such disruptions in day-to-day living. Christians who have built their faith on doctrinal error and who have assumptive and associational faith will be overwhelmed with confusion, fear, and anger. Assumptive and associational faith is when Christians assume they have great faith simply because they are associated with other Christians who have great faith and attend a church which teaches the truth about living by faith. These are the Christians who are hearers but not doers of the word. In some cases, the calamity will produce great stress and division in marriages as one spouse is trying to live by genuine faith while the other is living by assumptive and associational faith, becoming angry and defensive at the notion they don't have the faith they claim to possess. Some of those whose mound collapses will never recover. Others will have the eyes of their understanding enlightened and will begin rebuilding their lives and walk with God. This is where you, those hearing this prophecy, come in. You absolutely must be a doer of the word. You must do those things which produce spiritual growth so you are ready to help and disciple those Christians who are striving to rebuild their mound. Years of compromise in the church have resulted in the storm clouds gathering, and this storm will be released in 2023.